Sizzle Kanya is the name of that one. Sam Deep play goal on the song. Dem Tuda, Babala M, and our very own Sipo Makutulela on the strings right there doing the most with the lead guitar. Welcome back to the show. It is the last hour of the show, The Heat Wave with Brondizi Umfanagama. Whenever we step out, we make sure that you are feeling that sunrise. I promised you something super, super nice you're going to be hearing from outside in the last hour of the show. Well, and you know me, I'm a man of my word. Ladies and gentlemen, here to talk more about something super, super special. If you're a football fan, I know you would know the MTN 8, right? Yeah, so in 2018, they did something that was super, super nice. In 2018, rather, they launched the Goals for Charity initiative, which is actually to complement, you know, the good work that was already being done by MTN through the MTN Legacy, MTN 8, rather, Legacy Program, which includes the likes of soccer clinics and even donations, dream bags consisting of football kits and much, much more. So, they back again and they doing it much, much bigger. When I say bigger, I mean bigger than last year. This is how the competition went down last year. So, under the Noble Goals for Charity initiative, each goal within the regulation, of course, time, during the 2021 and 2022 MTN tournament qualified for 20,000. Like, when they score and you are like, yay, 20,000 goes towards charity. And not only that, they were able to score 23 players. Shout out to, 23 goals. Shout out to the players for that one, because yay, it's too much. And of course, we're able, MTN, in response to that, did give away 460,000. Yeah, that was a round figure due to the goals, and something super special happened, and they were like, nah, let's make it super round, and gave away 500,000. Well, ladies and gentlemen, let me not even talk so much about the history, because I have the gentleman who's going to talk about that and something special happening in our space tomorrow. Joining us right now on the line is none other than MTN Marketing Regional Manager of the Northern Region, Mr. Benjamin Malokase. Good afternoon, sir. See if I still have him on the line. Mr. Benjamin.
Okay. Mr. Pastor, I'm definitely here, sir.
There we go. For a second, I was like, which one is this? Thank you so much for joining us. And shout out to you, of course, for taking the time out to talk to us right here on Radio Langa. It is always, always appreciated, especially with this beautiful initiative that you guys have in place. Now, I won't even waste your time, because you're probably busy with what our people are going to hear about tomorrow. But let's talk briefly for those who don't know, after that awesome introduction, may I add, who Mr. Benjamin Malokase is.
Good afternoon to you, Mr. Postman. Good afternoon to the Radio Langa listeners from whatever they're tuning in from, on their mobiles, in their cars, in their homes. What an honor for us as MTN to come and share some great news. So, yes, Benjamin is the regional marketing manager from MTN, yeah, responsible for Limpopo and Mpumalanga. So, yes, I think that's the much I can say about myself.
Well, you mentioned Mpumalanga, and whenever we hear that, we're like, hey, that is us. And there's something nice that involves, of course, the goals for charity that you guys will be doing for us out here in Secunda. Let's start with that, the whole initiative and how it came about in Goals for Charity.
All right, super. Thank you. So, MTN every year, during the MTN 8 tournament, which usually starts around August and ends around October every year, has what it calls the Goals for Charity. So, for every goal, there's a certain amount that's set aside, obviously then later used, obviously, to give back into the communities in which you operate. So, I think we saw the MTN regions being six in the country. Obviously, we have Western Cape, Eastern, yeah, Cape, Central Region, Gauteng, KZN, and obviously the Northern Region, which obviously comprises of Mpumalanga and Limpopo.
Yeah.
So we saw each, I think we the total amount added to about 120,000 for all the goals that we scored last year.
True.
We can only hope, obviously, this year there's more goals, so that next year, obviously, we can go back into our communities and say, hey, your team managed to score 20 goals, and this is the match that we got, obviously, from the tournament, and go back into the communities and give back. So really, the goals for charity is just one of the legs of the MTN 8. Where MTN feels the need to go back into the communities and give back. So it really came about in that sense.
No doubt, that is too beautiful. And shout out to you and your team and MTN at large, of course, for the work putting it back into the community. Just a quick question out of curiosity. Are the goals the same amount this year, or is it still 20,000 per goal?
So it's still this year we'll hear, obviously, when we're still busy preparing for the launch, most probably take place sometime in July. Last year it was 20,000 per goal, which was a bit higher than the previous year. I think previous year we were sitting at about 10,000 and increased it to 20,000. So we can only hope that it gets a bit more for us to actually make a better impact, obviously, in the communities in which we operate. Yeah. So yeah, we can. But the listeners obviously just need to back their teams up and just get those more of those goals coming in.
Yeah, keep on cheering them so they keep on scoring, no doubt. You're doing something special, as I said, within Secunda. That is tomorrow. Just talk us through what we can expect and, of course, what you guys are doing in Secunda tomorrow.
All right. So in Secunda, we have identified an NGO. It's actually hosting or housing the blind people, obviously, in our community. So we went into the area, identified that NGO, and obviously felt the need to check the needs, obviously, of the NGO, obviously from equipment to the basic needs that they use within the NGO. And then we went and obviously procured exactly as per their needs. We didn't go to them and say, this is what we're giving you. We went to them and said, okay, because of the MTN goes for charity, this is the money that we currently have as a region. Could you please just list the needs of the NGO so that we can go and procure to this value? So that's exactly what they did. So we went strictly according to their list. Where they needed laptops, we'll give them laptops. Where they needed blankets, we'll give them blankets. If they need an aircon or tables or whatnot, we give them exactly that. So really, really extending our hands to really making sure that we do what the people need and not what we think they need. So we'll be in Secunda tomorrow, obviously, ensuring that we make such a difference. And then, obviously, in the next year, we'll obviously be identifying different NGOs and go. So every year, we go to a different NGO for sure.
We feel so honored and special that this year we were chosen within our region. Just tell us, I know our people love everything that's got to do with the community. As community members, how do we make sure that this event is a success tomorrow? What is needed from us?
All right, for the community is to come through, and perhaps what I could do is before the end of the show, just give the exact addresses, or obviously you can give the names of the NGOs, just to come through and really get to see what we as NGOs get to do on the ground. And who knows, we could actually get more leads in terms of NGOs that are really making a difference in their community, so that next year we can go back in those communities and make a difference furthermore, you know. So we could actually get into, get to the NGOs that we can see with our naked eyes, unfortunately. But the people in those communities would know better in terms of, obviously, the community members that are making difference in those specific communities. So it would be great help for them to show up and just enjoy the day with us and really, really make a difference to our fellow blind people that are actually housed at that NGO.
I love that. Just lastly, before I let you go, how do we follow all the works that you've been doing and, of course, are currently doing? I mean, social media pages or anything like that. Is there a place where we can be like, hey, look out here, guys. Here's where it's all happening and here's where you all find the information.
All right, super. So, basically, fortunately, we know most people are onto the digital space. So if you can go to the MTN SA homepage, you'll usually get this info in terms of what you're doing. And obviously, MTN 8 specific, you can follow the PSL in terms of MTN 8 pages on MTN SA Facebook or Instagram pages. or the MTN SA website. You can also get all those, and then obviously from our side in terms of the region, we'll ensure that these news do get to the radio stations like Radio Langa, yeah, to obviously be able to get further disseminated into the communities. So yeah, I think those are the main platforms where we can get these. Otherwise, this week some of the stuff that are happening that are great.
Yeah.
Once we're done in Secunda, on Wednesday we'll be in Bedbank. There's a mathematics and technology center here on the N4. So we'll be launching the MTN School. Obviously focused on those from grade 1 to grade 12.
Pause, because, wow, I got to give the horn for that one right there. I mean, yo, we're not only saying support football, but we're saying education too. Every aspect we support, I love that. Like, the more I hear about it, the more I feel as a citizen of South Africa, this is something I should be a part of.
Yeah, absolutely. So education, I think, is one of the key areas where everyone, literally private government, needs to continuously play a role to ensure the betterment of the future of our kids. So we launched the MTN e-school at the Mathematics and Technology Center here in Bedbank on Wednesday, right?
Yeah.
So literally for grade 1 to grade 12, that when they're at home, they're actually able to study online, check the tutorials, obviously write tests online, be able to see where they're going wrong, where they're going right. The latest syllabuses that they're doing in their grade, they will be able to pick them up there. So we will be collaborating, obviously, with the government in Mpumalanga on Wednesday launching this. And then furthermore, towards the end of the week, if you want to relax, we have the MTN Jazz Celebration Show taking place in Middleback.
I'll be there. Yeah, no, there, I was like, no, I can't sit down. I'll be there.
Yes. Initial check, I'll send you an invite. I'll send you a ticket for the MTN Jazz Celebration Show in Middleback at the Banquet Hall on the 25th of June.
I'd appreciate that so much. I got to put you on the spot. So you probably know the 8 teams that are participating this year. I want to find out from you, who are you rooting for?
In terms of the MTN 8?
Yeah, the actual competition.
I'm a Badania fan. I'm a Badania fan. I know we're doing that,
yeah. Yo, I'm Badania. Yo, I'm obviously the opposition now that I'm like, you Badania. Of course, Aspelu Moyas.
Yes. I think we'll still get to talk again because just to blow you off your chair right now, you know the Springboks is coming to Mbombela on the 6th of August, so we'll talk about that also when the time comes.
You know how we've been hyping South African rugby up? Even over the weekend, what happened in Western Province, we were like the number one fans behind that. Thank you so much, Mr. Benjamin, for joining us. We will indeed be joining you tomorrow. Do create the details for us, and you'll get them on our social media pages. Do greet the rest of the team, and we appreciate the work you're doing in our community and, of course, at large in South Africa.
Mr. Professor, much appreciated. And to the listeners, thank you for tuning in and supporting Radio Langa.
Feel the sunrise, man. Thank you so much for tuning in. Those details will be up on our social media pages. That it's at Radio Langa. I told you, I have nice things for you only. For now, let's enjoy good music coming through. It's the remix of Asbonge, Major C's, and a whole lot of other cast. Let's go.
Sing is your 18, M-O-A, 18, Tripiami Pume, Italy, Asbonge.
My banner's in this bitch, you know that we get it lit. Make me with the jokes, I don't know, you suck my dick. You ain't nothing but a bitch, nigga, take the snitch, nigga. We all know you really broke, acting like you rich, nigga. Mina nisa zama zama, mina my life is a flex.